Good afternoon and welcome to the CBN podcast. Today is August 12th. It is Saturday, and I'm going to be doing the week ahead from August 13th until August 19th, so Sunday through Saturday. And I'm going to start with the current, the list of planets in the signs and symbols, starting with Chiron and then going to Jupiter. And then I'm going to also cover some of the transits for the week. So this week, from June 6th until September 10th, the Sabian symbol for Chiron retrograde 20 Aries is a young girl feeding birds in winter. And that one could be about sustainability, trying to make sure that people, places, things, animals are getting taken care of through the leaner months. And Chiron's been here for quite a while. It stationed and then went retrograde and then is going to stick around here until September 10th. And it will, it'll continue to go retrograde and then it'll return back to this degree sometime next year. So just remember if there's any repeat of these stories. And I see a lot of talk about sustainability. There was the fire in Lahaina on the big island in Hawaii. And thinking about that, like I was watching a news show where they were discussing how that could be like all of the ways that the water was directed away from the wetlands and into places like golf courses and people's swimming pools. And they were talking a lot about that in a segment on Democracy Now. You know, and also thinking about now the image of the young girl after the bomb dropped on Hiroshima, like the poor girl who was running away from the bomb. And so that's Chiron retrograde Aries, 20 degrees until September 10th, at least for now. And then Lilith, and one more thing about Chiron is it often does have to do with the environment. And since Chiron has been in Aries, there's been a lot more wildfires. And it's two-thirds the way through. The next sign is going to be Taurus that it goes into. And so now with Chiron in a cardinal fire sign, we're seeing lots of wildfires, but the last time Chiron was in Taurus was during the dust storm, and so we might see more disrupted Earth in that period of time. So I'll often see the element that Chiron is in. We'll have more of that during that time and talking about how to balance that out. So with Chiron in Aries, we're talking about the balance between fire and water. Before, when Chiron was in Pisces, we were having a lot of, that was from 2008 up until a few years ago, and that was things like the Gulf oil spill, the tsunami, the Hiroshima, or not Hiroshima, Fukushima, and the tsunami, and the nuclear power plant in Fukushima. So a lot of things having to do with water, wounding or wounded water. Flint, which is still an issue, as well as Fukushima. So anyway, looking at that, how we have to remediate the environment as well. And then Lilith is at 24 Leo, and that is there from August 2nd until August 10th. And that Sabian symbol is totally concentrated upon inner spiritual attainment. A man is sitting in a state of neglect of his body. And then it's going to shift, or it has shifted into 25 Leo I have a typo here. I kept last week's symbol, which actually, though, I think is interesting because that one reminds me of J. Robert Oppenheimer, because especially towards the end of his life, he weighed like 110 pounds. He was incredibly emaciated, and he's been under the spotlight these days because of the movie that just came out about him. And then it switched over to 25 Leo, and that's from August 11th until August 19th, and that's a large camel crossing a vast and forbidding desert. With Lilith in Leo, I often think about disenfranchisement and what we're seeing in who is being disenfranchised, and that will often be a certain population, and Leo rules children. And I also think about the trans community, because oftentimes the choices that they make are when they're children to have sexual reassignment surgery, or when they start to have their first inkling of identity confusion and what they feel is going to be more in tune with who they feel that they are. Also what I've been seeing is more legislation to liberalize child labor laws, and which is really strange, like having children work in factories. And there have been some deaths reported of children working in factories. Or I saw an article about a place that wanted to make it okay for children to tend bar and serve alcohol. So very strange laws, but that is also very attuned, or perfect timing for something like Lilith and Leo. The next sign that Lilith is going to be in is Virgo. And so I would be curious about things like libraries and other things that are Mercury ruled or communication ruled. And then the North Node and the South Node, what that would point out to me would be our true north, like the direction that we should move forward to, or in the direction we need to move away from. And that would point to me, this is very gloomy this week. The North Node is in 28 Aries from August 5th until August 16th. And that's a large disappointed audience. And then the South Node at 29 Libra is, during the same time, is a man alone in deep gloom. Angels are coming to his aid. And again, this feels like the Oppenheimer story, the fact that they dropped this bomb and it had very, very sad repercussions for the whole world, plus devastatingly tragic repercussions and dangerous for the residents of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. It unleashed this new ability to destroy ourselves. And then the other thing, again, would be the town of Lahaina and the wildfire there. So when I look at these symbols, a lot of them, I feel like I see Oppenheimer's face in a lot of these symbols, and just tremendous sadness and disappointment right now. And so, you know, it's sad to say, but like the true north right now would be about grieving, and that would be the appropriate thing to do. And the North and South Node are kind of on a similar continuum with each other. A man alone in deep gloom, angels are coming to his aid. So here is the support from the rear that it's okay to not be okay this week. And then North Node changes to 27 Aries on August 17th and is there until August 30th. And that is through imagination, a lost opportunity is regained. And then the south node is 27 Libra at the same time. And that's an airplane sails high in the bright, clear sky. And so there could be a sense of hope and a sense that everything's going to be okay. And the Libra symbol that's coming after that large camel crossing a vast and forbidding desert is, let's see here. That is after a heavy storm, a rainbow appears, and that's going to be from August 20 until August 28th. So it won't be this week, but it'll be the beginning of next week. And so those two symbols seem to connect with each other and provide more hope and encouragement. So that rainbow appearing, and then through imagination, a lost opportunity is regained. And then Pluto is at retrograde 29 Capricorn still since July 28th. And it'll be there until September 20th. And that is a woman reading tea leaves. And that, to me, in a symbolic perspective, from a symbolic perspective, could be about the stock market and speculation. And it'll be interesting to see if there's any legislation that passes. And also with Pluto going back into Capricorn, seeing things happening, like, I'm just wondering if there will be things happening to our older politicians, people in power. And we've seen a lot of news stories about Dianne Feinstein and Mitch McConnell. And I would be curious how their health fares, if they might be retiring at this point in time while Pluto is going retrograde in Capricorn. Because Capricorn rules, Pluto would be power, and Capricorn rules older people or elderly people, and also things like banks and corporations. But yeah, I would be curious, because I just saw an article that Dianne Feinstein fell, and I saw another story that showed Mitch McConnell at a podium, and then he just was standing there and lost his train of thought. So who knows? We'll see what's happening. And then Neptune is retrograde at 28 Pisces. It's been there since May 11th, and it'll be there until August 23rd. And that's a fertile garden under the full moon. And in some ways, I see that as maybe escaping, and the sense of just of celebration. And we've had good weather in Chicago, but that sense that you can hide from that. And let me just see here what the text is from Linda Hill's book, The Sabian Oracle. This is the source that I've been using. The keywords would be fullness and fertility, peak of energy and experiences, brilliantly active unconscious life, cycles, waiting for the right time to approach or handle a situation, the effect of the moon, astrology and predictive practices, the time for harvesting and rewards of hard work, nature spirits, vegetables, herbs, and nature's bounty. And then the caution would be jealous protection of possessions, not being able to make one's mind up because of the number of possibilities, missed opportunities, difficulties shutting down the mind, emotions that get out of hand. And so that is where Neptune is right now until August 23rd. And then Uranus is at 23 Taurus. And Neptune would have to do with the collective, and also sudden and unexpected events. It also could have to do with new innovations in technology, and just simply Uranus and Taurus has been about things like cryptocurrency. So Taurus could be the material goods, like coins. And Uranus would be this new technological advancement. So something like cryptocurrency is perfect for Uranus and Taurus. And the symbol that it's been in since July 7th until August 14th is a jewelry shop filled with the most magnificent jewels. And but it's going to, which is really, really nice. But where it's going is Uranus 24 Taurus, and that's until August 15th until September 11th. And then it's going to go retrograde on August 29th. So Uranus is stationing this month. And that symbol is an Indian warrior riding fiercely with human scalps hanging out of his belt. And that is Israel's sun sign in the Israel independence chart. And this could mean like some more aggression in the zeitgeist, in the collective. We're also seeing a lot of that already. A lot of people in Israel are protesting against their government. And that it could get even stronger during this time, although it has been just 1 degree away. So Uranus has been on the sun of the Israeli chart. Also, this is Lizzo's, like very close to Lizzo's sun sign. So Uranus has been right on her sun. And there was a huge news story about her mistreating her staff or her dancers. And so it doesn't surprise me that there was a big story that came out about her right now. And so we'll see what happens with Israel and with just aggression in general. And also, it would be a good time, too, to just work on our own inner aggression. But there could also be a way to look at this spiritually, too, because I often think of this symbol as the Sikh religion and of being, you know, generous, yet not having poor boundaries, generous, yet not being codependent with others. Not letting people take advantage of us. So that could be a nice way to look at that in a more positive light. And then Saturn is retrograde at 5 Pisces. It's there starting today, August 12th until August 25th. And that's a church bazaar. And Saturn will be the way that we pull in and contract, and the way that we strip things down to the bare essentials. And a church bazaar, that might be a good time to have a rummage sale to get rid of some of your possessions, to do some like before school cleaning. And I would be interested to see what happens with church and clergy during this time in the news. And then the last two are Jupiter at 15 Taurus from August 5th until August 16th. And that's a man with a silk hat muffled against the cold braves a storm. And then Jupiter will move to 16 Taurus from August 17th until September 23rd. And it's going retrograde on September 5th. So like Uranus, Jupiter is also stationing, getting ready to go retrograde. And that symbol is an old man is attempting with a degree of success unsuspected by him to reveal the mysteries to a motley group. And I think about people like Prince Harry, like people that are all dressed up, but they are exposed to things like media, and they've been kind of cast out by their family. And also, I believe that this Jupiter symbol and 16 Taurus is conjunct one of President Biden's planets, and an old man attempting with a degree of success unsuspected by him to reveal the mysteries to a motley group. This is also my North Node symbol, so part of why I have been into the Sabian symbols. It's kind of this fun yet crazy hobby, you know, just explaining what these mean for my friends for the most part, and hopefully some other people who enjoy this podcast as well. But yeah, Jupiter would be the planet of expansion and where the benefic is. And I would say here, again, it would be a good time to maybe declutter and start to let go of things in order to prepare for the fall season. And understand that we might be trying to communicate with people, and we might think people don't really get what we're saying, but they really are understanding what we're saying. But we might feel like we're not quite sure if our ideas are coming across. So thank you so much. And if you are wanting to connect with me, you can find me at my website at lisamyerson.com. And you can also find me at the Sabian Symbol Research Group. And I will look forward to talking with you later. And I hope you have a great week. Thank you.